Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
It's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Could it be a faded rose from days gone by? And did I hear you say he was meeting you here today? To take you to his mansion in the sky. She was 41 and her daddy still called her baby. And all the folks round Brown.
Michael,
see, did you fall asleep?
No, I was reading Facebook.
There's a show on Facebook Live right now called Sip and Chew.
With the mic and the stew?
And, yeah. I was just amazed how technology has changed so much.
Well,
listening to this song.
It's Delta Dawn.
Delta Dawn.
We just had a hurricane named Delta
that
hit the Delta.
Total sense.
Yeah, okay. I have no idea who this is, but it's a very good version. It's somebody, and the Petersons.
Okay.
All of the instruments you hear are like teenage kids.
Oh, awesome.
There's a fantastic dobro solo at the end, too.
Dobro?
Yeah.
I love a dobro.
Yeah. Do you even know what a dobro is?
Yeah, I've seen one that used to be when they played a lot of bluegrass at Callahan's. Somebody would bring a dobro.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
Yeah. Cool. And those of you who can't picture it, a dobro is the guitar-looking thing that they play sideways with a slide on it.
Slide on it.
Like a lap steel.
It's all silvery and everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
It could be other colors.
Usually a metal sound box on top. Mm-hmm. I bet you Andy McDonald could tell you all the specifications.
I lied about it, yes. Good morning, Stu.
Morning, Michael.
Good morning, everybody out there.
I think both of us can collectively go, whoo-hoo!
Lord, what a game.
Yeah.
What games.
Yeah. Bunch of good games yesterday.
Yeah.
Bunch
really
of
was.
Good games.
See, that's what makes football fun. When it's when it's tight like that and it's stressful. And
I now know what it is like to sit on the perch that is Denny Chapel.
Mm-hmm.
Because yesterday we had the officials blow a call and it won a game for Auburn. And that usually happens to y'all. All the winning teams. But, I think the officials messed up that line. But you could also go back and justify that, you know, Arkansas only scored any points because they refused to call holding on their offensive line, too. Because, I mean, good grief, they were ripping jerseys off Auburn players and everything.
Yeah.
So it was a bad day for the officials all the way around.
That seems to have been a problem the last several years.
In the SEC, the officiating is just garbage. And has been as long as it's run out of a country club in Tuscaloosa, it's going to be that way.
It's got to be run from somewhere.
Yeah. but y'all's game, very exciting.
Oh, Lord. But and hey, it's a new day.
A&M Florida.
Oh, yeah. That
Missouri,
was a shocker.
Missouri LSU.
That was the shocker of the day right there.
Yeah.
That was the shocker.
Mm. Oklahoma, Texas took four overtimes to decide who the best team in the worst conference is.
You know, I was looking on ESPN last night on my phone, and I'm not seeing any West Coast games, and I guess there's a reason there.
Yeah, they're not playing any.
I'd be darned.
Yeah.
What wussies.
Well,
they might as well not play anyway. Nobody ever pays any attention to them.
Yeah. Well, you know, we say that, but the only team that Ohio State was scheduled to play this year of any decent quality was Oregon. I mean, the Big Ten is never a good conference. Penn State, who's been up lately, supposed to be rebuilding here. Wisconsin, they're the same thing every year.
Being it's on the West Coast, just give them all participation trophies and call it a day call it a year.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a national championship trophy out there.
Did you eat any good food for your football watching?
I did. I went to a hamburger. I went to a place known notoriously for their hamburgers and ate seafood.
There you go.
Because he does seafood really well.
Yeah. That would really be Butch Cassidy's
Butch Cassidy's,
cast.
Yes. Yeah. People don't you know, there's something about the batter he uses in the seasoning. It's just so good. And
I have to admit, I've never had the seafood from Butch
Cassidy. I ate a hamburger at lunch, so I wasn't going to eat another hamburger that night.
I could eat hamburgers three meals a day.
I probably could. Mm-hmm. But you know what I get the hankering and craving for? It's just every now and then I get it. Hamburger Helper.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go get a box of those cheap noodles with powdered, dried, hydrated seasoning, 11 herbs and spices, and in a box with a hand puppet on it of a hamburger. I swear, it just there was one of them that was just delicious.
The original one?
Yeah.
The stroganoffs were always good.
That was my favorite.
The stroganoff?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Stroganoff is my favorite. I added a little bit of extra... You know, sour cream.
Well, yeah, you got to add a little bit.
Well, I always do anyway with stroganoff, yeah.
It's just like a frozen pizza. You don't just take it out of the box and put it in the oven unless you're a psychopath. You know, you at least put some extra cheese on it.
And some pineapple.
Well, and but, if, again, now we're back on the psychopath thing.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, it is rare that I will ever pull a frozen pizza out and just stick it in the oven. Because...
Mm-hmm.
They're all, well, one of the reasons is, you know, you'll get the pizza home, and you open the box, and the pepperonis have all slid to one side. Well, now that one side looks the way a pizza's supposed to, because all the pepperonis on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Because they space them about 6 inches apart. Pepperonis should be touching before they go in there. They're not going to be touching when you come out, because there's shrinkage. There's shrinkage.
Shrinkage.
But yeah, same with Hamburger Helper. You got some chopped onions or some jalapenos.
Mm-hmm. or I do every
can
now.
Of cheese whiz.
It's been a while. Now I'm starting to think. And I've got to go to Rouse's when I get off and go get me some Hamburger Helper.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can chop up some of that Spam that I bought.
Hey, there you go.
At the beginning of the pandemic, chop up put in it. That I will never probably get around to doing the faux foie gras, southern faux foie gras.
I just don't know how you're going to get that into a buttery texture.
Oh, you just don't know. Because every time I've had foie gras, I thought of Spam.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have weird thinkings.
Yeah.
You think weird.
I said, this looks like Spam. I thought it was. Thought it was at first.
I don't think you were really eating foie gras. I think what you was eating was treats.
Yeah, these Americans out there, they won't know the difference. Stupid Americans.
You know, there's this very, I forget her name, very famous cookbook author from France.
Mm-hmm.
And Alton Brown had become friends with her, and he finally asked her, why do you hate American cooks so much? She goes, because you buy croutons. And she just thought it was so absurd. Do you not have bread in your house? You make croutons. You don't buy them. When we were at Lucky, we made our croutons.
Mm-hmm.
But they were rye. It's hard to find rye bread croutons out there on the market.
I remember us on tour saying that they were so tight and poor in the beginning that it only made sense to make their own croutons because they had bread left over.
Right.
So.
And thus bread pudding and French toast.
French toast.
Which I have brought in some today that I'm going to let Leanna and maybe Mike try in the next segment. I have made, it's just basic French toast sticks.
Mm-hmm.
French toast sticks.
Oh, sticks.
Made with Chef Rob's The Bread Man bread.
Oh.
And I have brought y'all, for the dippins, some hickory nut syrup. So y'all get to try two different things this morning. You're going to get to try syrup made from hickory nuts.
Like Yule Gibbons?
Like Yule Gibbons, made from hickory nuts, just like Yule Gibbons.
He used wild hickory nuts, so he didn't use the farm-raised hickory nuts.
Well, you know, the farm-raised hickory nuts, they don't have any mercury in them like the wild ones do.
Okay.
And then the bread man is Chef Rob, local catering chef here, that when the quarantine hit, kind of had to figure out another way to put groceries on the
bread on the table
for himself,
yeah,
and his family. And you can check it out on Facebook. But he does these once a week, I think, and you can get bread and pre-made lasagnas and all kinds of stuff like that. And just check him out on Facebook. But I bought a loaf of bread the other day at the Hicker Pit, and I said, I'm going to make them French toast sticks.
Well, yummy. I'm glad you did, because I haven't had anything to eat yet, and I don't know if I can stick it out to Hamburger Helper dinner tonight.
343-0106 if you want to get in on the conversation this morning.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Sit down, Waldo.
Wake you up on a Sunday morning.
That right there, son, was one of the best rock guitarists of all time.
Absolutely was. Yeah. Absolutely was.
Yeah. Eddie Van Halen, I've been a fan of Van Halen since I was a little kid. Never got to see him in concert, but like most guitarists my age, Eddie Van Halen had a tremendous influence. And I'll tell you now, when David Lee Roth left the band, Sammy Hagar joined. Yeah. I thought they were a fabulous band. I would have liked them to change the name to Van Hagar just because I think it would have been cool and it would have differentiated the new direction musically. Yeah. They did a song, Come On Baby, Finish What You Started. It's a country song. And Eddie's guitar playing on that is some of the best chicken picking I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just unbelievable. And we lost Eddie Van Halen this week to throat cancer, which is to say he died from smoking. He was a notorious chain smoker from like age 12, never even tried to quit that I know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you've smoked your entire life and your cause of death is cancer, you died from smoking.
In a lot of ways.
Every way.
But, you know, what does this have to do with food? Well, Eddie used to be married to a hot woman named Valerie Burton Allen. She has her own cooking show on Food Network, and she's still good looking to look at.
She's adorable.
She is sweet.
America's sweetheart.
She was and is. She certainly is.
Yeah, she is terrific. But I've always respected Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll play a little more of the guitar work from him that he was so famous for.
Fast fingers.
I remember going off to college and telling my dad, you're not going to want to watch it, but there's something coming on, I think it was HBO, that I would like you to record for me so I can watch it when I get back in town. Because we didn't have fancy things like the HBO where I went to school. We had one independent station, and that was it. And it was Van Halen Live Without a Net with Sammy Hagar. Their first tour with Sammy. And I got home, and I couldn't wait to watch it. And my dad's like, I'll watch this with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. And about 45 minutes into it, he goes, that fellow there with a haircut like a girl can sure play that guitar. Yes, sir, he sure can. He goes, I'm rather enjoying watching this.
You know, and Sammy Hagar also owns Bob Cabo. Tequila.
Fantastic tequila. One of the best tequilas on the planet.
Absolutely.
Because he takes his drinking seriously.
And he said, how did you come up with the name with the Cabo Wabo? And I said, that's the walk you make when you've been drinking Cabo tequila.
Cabo all day.
It's called the Cabo Wobble. And so, very ingenious, you know, musicians, as his Kiss is with their business sense, and they do a lot of business and marketing, and made them more successful, you know, for their old age, because they can't do that forever.
Right.
We can't do this forever.
No.
So,
what are you thinking, Leanna, about the French toast with hickory syrup?
So yummy.
That bread that that Rob makes it's just old school Pullman bread like your parents or grandparents would have gotten. It doesn't come sliced. You got to do that yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes incredible French toast. The sandwiches we've made off of it are good. Last night for dinner, I smoked a couple of pork chops. We had Ooh. Brown rice. And I just took two slices of the bread and put some curry butter, some Irish butter down in there, and just mm-hmm. grilled the bread on each side mm-hmm. like you would French toast, mm-hmm. but just made bread with it. And Heather's my favorite part of dinner was that bread.
mm-hmm.
It's really good stuff. So just keep an eye Perfect. Out for the Bread Man on Facebook, and you'll see when Chef Rob is presenting a lot of these things.
And see, I like a little bread with my powdered sugar, my syrup, and my butter.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds butter in your
pie. I put so much of that on there, especially the butter part.
And what do you think of the hickory syrup, Mike?
You know, it's different. It's yeah. really different. It's kind of bright.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. it's light. Mm-hmm.
It's not too sweet.
Yeah, it's not cloyingly sweet.
Yes, yes.
But it's still got a crisp, good, mm-hmm. nutty flavor. I'm really a fan of it. And, you know, and the whole reason I discovered this was because I was talking to Bill Finch about all the maple trees in my yard and what I mm-hmm. need to do to make maple syrup. And he said, you know, move them 1,000 miles further north. He said, but hickory nut syrup is something that in this area would have been prevalent before huh. grocery stores. So I went and got some from the Amazon.
Wow.
.com. And I believe this is shagbark hickory, which is, this comes from Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Ohio.
I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, recently. And you're wearing your Cleveland Browns, what is that, like a belly sock?
I don't know. Anyway.
It shows off your lovely
My
curves.
My physique.
Your curves. Your curves.
Thank you.
So where'd you eat?
I ain't telling you.
No, okay.
Uh-oh.
Good. I can go down my
tell
list because it's long.
I'm going to tell Leanne where.
Tell me, where did you eat?
Well, Leanne, I have fallen in love with this place over in Foley called Gelato Joe's.
Mm.
And just everything on it. You know,
you're doing this new gelato diet?
It
sounds like a great diet.
I'm not talking to you right now. I'm not talking to you. Anyway.
I'll take my syrup back. You clearly don't need it.
Anyway, Leanne.
Yes.
It's kind of an Italian tiki bar place, you know, like an Italian open a tiki bar.
Okay.
I'm sold already.
But they do have cannolis.
Ooh.
You know, I don't need Ooh. Any cannolis, as you can tell, according to Stu. But they do have cannolis. They got like this huge long glass cases of nothing but desserts.
Oh.
You almost think, do they really sell food here or not?
But really, at a gelato place, they have dessert?
A lot of dessert.
You're ready to smack me now.
I'll get you outside when the show's
on. The only reason I'm still safe is because he's got the French toast.
That's it.
That's the only thing keeping my teeth in my
Both
mouth.
Both your nostrils.
If something happens, we'll Facebook it live
later. Hey, look,
later.
My cousins bought this for me. They gave it to us the day we were leaving Cleveland to come down here. And guess what? Cleveland Browns are undefeated right now. Undefeated. Brandon would be proud.
They're not undefeated.
No, they're 3-0, aren't they?
No, they've won one game.
No.
They're 3-1. They're 1-3.
We're going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up. They beat Dallas, man. That's nothing to get excited
about. Well,
that's
something to get. They won their game last week.
Wasn't that Dallas?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I really don't know. But, hey, they won a game.
I think they've won two games. I think they beat Cincinnati, even though Joe Burrow was clearly the better quarterback in that game.
Mm.
Baker Mayfield was a joke.
Yeah, I'm not really watching, you know, a lot of football. I did watch our game last night.
So. Yeah.
Let's see what somebody just said there.
Uh-oh.
She making fun of my top, my shirt.
Heather says no one needs cannolis. They just want cannolis.
Well, they always say, leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Mm-hmm.
In all the mafia movies.
No, it's just one. Godfather.
That's the only one I know. That's the only one that matters. That's the only one that matters.
My cousin Vinny.
I didn't hear any cannolis mentioned.
There's no mention of the mob in there either. Just because he's Italian doesn't mean he's in the mafia.
I thought they all were. Remember time I had Richie Gambino on here, and he sat right there in that chair.
Yeah,
and we're sitting here, and we're about to start the show, and I said, Okay, where are the bodies? That was a good show.
Did he show you?
Richie made a good... he said in very... And he didn't talk about my weight or anything.
Oh, okay.
You know.
That's because he helped you perfect your build.
Yeah, wait, I'm not...
With those meatballs.
I'm not talking to you right now. Anyway.
Yes, Mike.
So the other day I had a... Speaking of meatballs, I had a meatball sub. Mm-hmm. And it was a hoagie. It was a meatball hoagie. The meatballs were huge, just like Richie's. I don't know why I keep looking at Steve when I talk. Doing it for over 8 years. So, anyway, the meatballs were just plump and full of seasoning, spices. Mm. And I will say, it was just, I'm not a bread person. I usually eat everything out of the sandwich and toss the bread to the side. But I did use some of the bread to sop up some of that marinara. Right.
Southern man's got to sop.
And I love their T-shirts. Their T-shirt says, "Make marinara legal." And even on the back of their building, it says, "Make marinara." I had to look at it a couple times. "Make marinara legal." So, and they're doing a great job over there. And they got such great staff. Now, see, I'm all about customer service. Great staff. They're real friendly. Real, a lot of fun. They cut up with you. So I like that. I don't want stuffiness.
All right. Well, more on the Gelato Joe's report when we return at 343-0106. If you want to tell Mike what your favorite thing at Gelato Joe's is.
Because Stu may not be here.
No matter what the occasion's about, you gotta...
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All that cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When it gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine.
My father's right. The fella with the hair like a girl sure can play guitar.
You know, I know a guitarist here in Mobile who can play just like him. And he does play a lot of his music.
Yeah.
It's Jordan Steele with Stereo Dogs.
Mm.
If you've never seen Stereo, now they've got a different, I think they're called the Ayers Brothers now because they don't have the female bass player with them because she's off at college. But. Yeah, Jordan Steele, he's like, not. I don't even think he's drinking age yet, but he can play a guitar. I think he pretty much idolizes Eddie Van Halen because of his guitar playing.
Mm-hmm.
But he can play this, tears it up. So you get a chance, go see him. Support local bands.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about where we at.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike was talking about Gelato Joe's, which he's ate at twice this week. And so there's more than just gelato, apparently.
But, they got some spicy meatballs.
Yeah, I got a little list here: Hickory Pip, Barani Pot, Kai, Snow Zone, Food Pack, El Miraggio Taquiera, Papusera, and Red Bar. Okay, so there's where I went.
And that's just in Sims.
No, only one of these is in Sims. Hickory Pit. I went there. I had a busy day of getting stuff done on my off day, so I started at Hickory Pit with a little country fried steak.
I love country fried steak.
Oh man, it was so good. But Heather and I tried this new place. We love Indian food.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to meet for lunch recently at the Kathmandu Kitchen, which is our favorite Indian restaurant in the area. And they're only doing takeout and to-go right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been seeing these signs all over the place. Try biryani pot.
Biryani pot.
So we tried biryani pot. It's over a... on Downtowner, off of Airport. You got to look for it. Man, was this fantastic. Beautiful, beautiful restaurant on the inside. I think this used to be Chuck E. Cheese's, but I'm not sure.
I was wondering. You said over off Downtowner.
Yeah, and just some beautiful murals on the wall that I shared on our Instagram feed, the Sip and Chew Instagram feed. We have a Sip and Chew Instagram feed. It's Sip and Chew Show at the Instagram. But beautiful murals on the wall. And Heather got the signature dish, which is biryani pot, which is a pot of biryani, which is rice and it looked like other vegetables shredded. to be the same size as the rice and different types of rice. She got hers because she loves it with goat, but you can get it with chicken, lamb, all of this. And I got a tikka masala, a chicken dish, not tikka masala, the other one. Anyway, it was fantastic. This place was absolutely terrific. We also got an appetizer. It's called puri. It's basically curried mashed potatoes, and you eat it with naan. And their naan was unbelievable. And the garlic naan, Leanna, had so much raw garlic on it that it was spicy like jalapenos from the garlic.
Wow.
Exactly the way I like it.
I love lots of garlic.
Yeah, and it was absolutely terrific. And so I'm glad we finally got to try a biryani pot. And then she was craving ramen, which is what we had in Beverly Hills that night, with the boiled egg in it and all the noodles and stuff.
Yeah.
So we went to Kai, a Japanese restaurant that's famous for their ramen and their sushi. I had sushi. She got her ramen. We had gyoza, which is the fried dumplings. Terrific. And then I was just sitting there thinking, well, you know, we got a little hole in our stomach still. This Asian food didn't always get you plump, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there, so I hit desserts near me on the Google Maps. You know what the Google Maps is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pops up this place called Snow Zone Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, well, I could go for a snow cone. Could you go for a snow cone? They do snow cones there, but their snows are what they're famous for. They take an ice cream that they make, they freeze it into a block about the size of a bread loaf, and then they shave it. So it's really light, and they call it a snow. And they have them in all different flavors. And I got one that the snow was Tai Chi latte flavored with lychee jelly, which looked like gummy bears, only not shaped like a bear, but it was an actual fruit. This place is unbelievable, Mike. You would love it. And then
where's it located?
University and Cottage Hill with the Wall Market.
Okay.
It's just around the corner on the left-hand side of that same building. Okay. There's a donut shop right there.
All right.
And then they, if that's not enough, that it's ice cream that's then shaved and then has jelly and all this on it, then they drizzle it with a little condensed sweetened milk. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, this place was just unbelievable. The desserts were great. They only allow four people in the store at the time right now, but you go in, you get it. We sat in the parking lot, listened to the Auburn game. A drop-by place, you may have you ever heard of Food Pack International Market on Old Chill River?
Love them.
Yeah. Mm. A buddy of mine were out running some errands and stopped in there, and I said, want to split a muffalata? And he went, yeah. So we split a muffalata. So good. The muffalata's there. Just terrific.
Oh, yeah.
And everything that they do. Then we were going to go. We had reservations Tuesday night for Tejas de Brazil, the wonderful Brazilian steak restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Made my reservations online because they sent me a coupon, $20 off. At no time did I notice it said Tejas de Brazil, Detroit. She was just, you know, checking it out before meeting me there, and she goes, they're closed. She goes, they closed because of COVID. And I pull up the reservation, sure enough, Detroit, Michigan. Never noticed it. So we did not go to Tejas de Brazil.
I would say not.
And, she was feeling a little, because she had her mind set on, you know, swords full of steak coming to her table. I was into it, too. But we tried a new place. You remember where Mint was on Old Chill?
Mm-hmm.
It is now called El Milagro Taquiera and Papusiera. Taquiera means taco stand.
Yeah.
Papusiera means papusa stand. Papusas are... It's basically the tamale dough that you make to make tamales, but they throw it on a griddle and make a pancake out of it.
Ah.
Then they split it in half and they shove cheese and meat and stuff in it. And I love, they're from Central America, Honduras mostly, and I have always loved them, but no one in Mobile really did them. Well, now they do, and now Heather loves pupusas. Because she got hers, hers was just stuffed with cheese and chicharrones.
Mm-hmm.
And she took and she cut into it, and the cheese started dripping out. She goes, okay, that's everything I wanted right there. Because it's dripping with cheese and it's full of pork. And it was
terrific.
And we sat outdoors because South Alabama's marching band was right across the street from us having rehearsal.
I'll be darned.
And that was very cool.
Yeah.
So we really enjoyed this place. We will be going back. Everything there was terrific.
We will be going.
Where is it again?
It's on Old Shell Road, right across from the Mitchell Center.
Wow.
Yeah, the same parking lot with Poindexter's, which was Picklefish and
a number of things.
Yeah, the same parking lot.
I love tamales.
Yeah, and they do one tamale, a pork tamale. Heather got that; it was great. I got a tongue taco. That was just delicious. And last Sunday after the show, I was going to go up here to Panera Bread Company because they make a breakfast tort that we love. Well, COVID has taken the Panera Bread Company from airport. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's no longer open. So I ended up at Red Bar, which is a great little coffee house in West Mobile. Like, you're closer to Mississippi than you are to Mobile. Well, it's by the Coast Guard base on Tanner Williams, where Old Chill turns into Tanner Williams. On the left, just past Schillinger's. And I've been here a couple of times. We love this place. They're really into trade-free coffee beans and stuff like that. They do their own coffee. Their coffee is spectacular. But they were also doing French toast with cream cheese and blueberries. Mm. And I picked up some of those. I got a Bananas Foster crumpet.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was terrific. And they had Turkish coffee. So I took Heather some Turkish coffee that was cold by the time I got home. So she really hasn't tried Turkish coffee yet. But Red Bar, it is really good. And they do burgers and hot dogs that are 100% grass-fed burgers and 100% grass-fed hot dogs.
I'll be darned.
It is just the neatest little place.
They feed
place.
The hot dogs.
And that's going to kind of be a a segue into our next thing. You and I are going to talk about later.
Overrated, underrated.
Yeah,
yeah.
But hey, by the way, speaking of pizza, picking up a pizza and all the sausages to one side. Today is National Sausage Pizza Day. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, here it is, right here, National Sausage Pizza Day.
All right,
is today, folks. Go get your.
I see we got John from Fish River. How many seconds do we have to the next break? Have we got time for John? All right, John. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I see you're opening a new restaurant. Is that right?
No. I still have my old one.
Oh, okay.
But I want to tell you about a place I ate Friday.
Go for it.
Over in Summerdale on Highway 59.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new barbecue place called Gold.
Okay.
I saw that.
You saw that?
I saw that.
I went in to get a pork sandwich only. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanted, just so I could get a taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
When it wound up, they didn't have pork, so I got brisket.
Oh,
and,
poor guy.
I wanted a brisket sandwich with two sides, and they told me it would be cheaper if you got the, plate.
Okay.
So that's a point up for them, showing me a cheaper way.
So, I think that hits home with Mike, too.
And I tell you what, I'm not a real big brisket fan like you are, Mike.
Yeah.
But this brisket was so tender.
Mm.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be, but I've had tough brisket before. This was so tender. The sauce was not overwhelming, where you could not taste the meat itself. I got baked beans with it that was really pretty good. And the potato salad, it probably came from a bucket like most of them do. It's so much cheaper to buy it by the bucket than it is to make it yourself.
Right.
But I always buy coleslaw.
It was price-wise where I had two meals out of it.
Oh.
I mean, it was full.
Did you get the burn-ins?
It's a place worth stopping at and checking out.
Did you get the burn-ins?
No, they gave me just what they had,
So I always ask for the burn-ins and the fatty part. I want a mix of the meat and the fatty part.
I got some of the fatty part, not very much, but enough.
That whole little area there, 59, is becoming a bit of a little barbecue mecca.
You got L.A. Barbecue across the street, Catty Corner.
Yeah,
and then Gold's opens up on the northbound side.
And then you got Buster's in Robertsdale, right?
Yeah, people have asked me, said, "Well, why would you want to put two barbecue places right side by side?" I said, "Wait till you go to Birmingham. You go up there on the east side,
you're going to the
airport, and you get on it. They're side by side and across the street from one another."
Yeah, so somebody gets southbound traffic, and the other one's getting northbound traffic.
Yeah,
in Nashville,
every place there's a Crystal's, there is a White Castle across the street. Every place there's a Captain D's, there's a Long John Silver's across the street.
I like White Castle. I like Crystal, too. Yeah.
All right, John, we got to go to break, buddy.
Provolone
and Baba Ganoush.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
We might as well jump into this. This is the name of the song, Jump. He couldn't have a better front man to do that other than David Lee Roth. I don't think Sammy Hagar could jump that high. but
you know, it only looked like David Lee Roth was jumping high because the dude's like 4'3".
Yeah, well.
He was jumping 6 inches off the ground, but it was twice as high.
I found out when I went to Cleveland to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, most everybody was small anyway. Prince was small. A lot of those.
Well, everybody knew Prince was small. That was his thing.
But anyway.
But like Ronnie James Dio, I think, is like 5'4".
Yeah, they're not that tall of people. But Kiss is, Gene Simmons is probably one of the taller ones. Mm. So, but anyway.
The bass player from King's X is 6'10".
Okay.
Wow.
All right. We have a little sad news to pass on. It's a somber time for the culinary community here in Mobile. Our good friend Panini Pete's mother passed away.
Yes.
I had the pleasure of getting to spend an evening with her in New Orleans when Pete was traveling with Guy Fieri doing his road show, and I just thought she was the sweetest lady. And
she is sweet.
You could tell she loved her little boy.
Yes,
her little fella, and was very proud of the career and the family that he has built. But our hearts go out to Pete and all the Blohms, and you know, there's a little less light in the world today without Miss Donna. She was a sweet lady.
She was such a sweetheart. I only met her a time or two, but sweet as she can be. But we are also at the same time giving out happy birthday wishes to Mr. Eddins up at a Perdido Vineyards. He is a pioneer in the state.
Pioneer.
He's a lieutenant colonel in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
He's an engineer, and he was the first one to ever get a license to make wine in the state of Alabama. And Jim Eddins, God, he's in his mid-80s right now, I think.
Yeah.
And
still going strong.
Still going strong, and he is just still got a great product up there. His vinegars are world class.
Oh my gosh! I love. Prefer the Perdido malt vinegar to any vinegar in the planet.
These trophies, these awards he has, are not like little.
They're taller than David Lee Roth.
They are, and they're hanging on a wall up there, and they're big. They probably cost a pretty good bit of money shipping stuff.
They're bigger than big. They're big old.
They're big old. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's pretty big down here in the South when it's big old.
And we want to talk about something here in the text line. Someone is telling us that Marie's Deli on Celeste Road in Turnerville, folks, you're lost if you're going to Turnerville, but it's a suburb of Axis, Mike. Does that help?
That helps.
Okay.
You can always pull over and ask a bear where it's at.
Yeah, there's plenty of bears up there, but I might have to voyage up there. And we're going to do a little segment here, a little something that just kind of came to me, inspiration. Overrated, underrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to list off some food stuffs here. Leanna, Mike, y'all tell me if y'all think it's overrated or underrated.
Okay.
First thing, ranch dressing.
Overrated. Now, since I met you, yes, it's overrated.
You eat it on everything, don't you?
No. Not everything. There's certain things, just pretty much salad.
Okay.
But not always.
So neither over nor under, just rated?
Yes.
Just rated?
In the middle.
Okay. So that's two overrateds and a rated.
Mm-hmm.
So it's clearly not underrated.
Okay.
Gouda cheese.
Oh, I love Gouda.
I do too. Yeah. Underrated.
Yeah. I'm going to put underrated on that as well. That's good stuff. This is close to my heart. We're going into the donut and pastry world. So I think Leanna can help me out with this, too. Mike probably wants a burger made on it. Apple fritters.
Oh.
They are the unsung hero of the donut world in my world.
Are they like a dumpling?
It's like a donut that's not shaped like a donut. Okay. It's got chunks of apple in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Underrated.
I'll be honest with you, I've never had one.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Something to live for.
Yeah.
Who's bringing them? Please.
You better stop by looking good. Oh, Heather chimes in, too, that Gouda is underrated. So Mike doesn't get a vote on that one. So. All right. Now we move into some place where Mike is definitely the expert. IPAs.
Okay. I think overrated. I might
Me
say
too.
Overrated.
Same here. It's a good beer that tastes bad at the end. Mm. That is what an IPA is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's a badge of courage to drink the most bitter one out there. And I say that, but Heather loves IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren Murphy absolutely adores IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I don't see why the market is dominated by IPAs now when it's just one type of beer and all of the other ones are great. So, Tater Tots.
Never, ever, ever overrated. Always. Just love them.
Underrated.
Yeah.
I love Tater Tots. There's not enough Tater Tots.
Especially serial killers, Tater Tots. Oh, and Blues Burgers, Tater Tots.
Yeah.
No, they're really good, too.
Okay. Mm. Going to get back into Mike's area here. Rosé wine.
Underrated. There ought to be more of it.
Yes.
More of it. And I got a few on my list, too.
Okay. I got one more, and then we'll start hitting yours.
All right.
Heavy cream.
I don't cook with it enough, so I say underrated. I wish I cooked with it more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't cook with it much either. Mm-hmm. So
I'm saying underrated, too. I can tell you right now, in a professional kitchen, you could fix a multitude of sins by adding a little heavy cream.
I bet.
There's a lot of things you can salvage with just a little bit of heavy cream. Plus, it's so wonderful. It's luxurious on the palate. I haven't used it enough, so
I don't keep it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I always end up throwing the rest of it out. So.
Right.
Okay. So
exactly.
Can you freeze it?
Yeah, but it's just like any dairy product. It's going to separate.
Yeah, that's true.
But so my list, rated, says Leanna about ranch dressing. It's just rated. You and I both overrated. It's mayonnaise, buttermilk, salt, and pepper.
I'd rather have homemade than I would out of a jar.
Yeah. I only buy it pre-made. I'm not wasting my time making the garbage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gouda cheese, we all agree, underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Apple fritters, two underrateds, and one...
Sustain.
Some freak who's never tried an apple fritter.
I gotta do it.
IPAs, we all agree, overrated. Tater Tots, rosé, and heavy cream, we all say are underrated.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you got, Mike? Throw it
at us. Turkey bacon, turkey hot dogs, turkey bologna. Overrated, underrated?
Turkey bacon, highly overrated.
Yeah.
Yes,
what was
overrated.
The next one? Turkey sausage?
Hot dogs and bologna.
It's actually pretty good.
Underrated for the hot dogs.
And I will say this, the smoked turkey hot dogs, I think it's either Aunt Jenny or Oscar Mayer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not buying a premium hot dog like a Nathan Brothers or Hebrew National, just get that because it's better than anything Ballpark does with beef or pork. Mm-hmm. I'd rather have that smoked turkey dog when you're going cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just think turkey should be left to turkey. Thanksgiving.
I also like turkey ham.
And turkey legs at Disney World.
I love turkey ham.
So, anyway, all right. Seltzer's White Claw.
I haven't tried it.
Oh, it's so overrated.
That's why
I haven't tried it.
It tastes like a drink that's been sitting out in the sun all day. The ice doesn't melt it in.
Oh.
I don't know why they love it so
much. It tastes like LaCroix with a little alcohol.
We didn't have seltzer waters and or hard seltzers and COVID-19 until damn kale came out. So, so, all right, Pinot Grigios.
Wow, we're done.
I think they're underrated.
I just think they're rated.
I think they're overrated.
Yeah.
Pinot Gris, French and Oregon Pinot Gris. Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. Tip your servers well.
Yeah.
Servers earn your tips.
Yeah. And above all else,
Provolone.